Right now joining us is Laura Edwards, the acting state climatologist and also the climatologist field specialist at the Aberdeen office. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, Chuck. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. The sun's shining. How are things in Mitchell?
Oh, well, the clouds are clearing up, so I think we got a better afternoon ahead of us here pretty soon.
Well, we've had some pretty nice weather. We've gotten rid of a lot of snow up here. Do they have any down in Mitchell, or how are you guys got up in Aberdeen?
Yeah, it's kind of patchy down here in Mitchell today. Over the weekend, last weekend, we had quite a bit of snow melt up in Aberdeen, so I'm guessing things are looking a little better by the time I get home tonight.
Yeah, it was really running. It was really running yesterday, so finally we kept it going. Let's talk about what's happening right now here, Laura.
Sure. Well, I don't know if you've heard, it's Groundhog Day today, and Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. So, you know, he's forecasting about 6 more weeks of winter. But as it turns out, he's right only about 50% of the time. So I think I'm a little more optimistic than that. On the 31st of January, the Climate Prediction Center came out with their updated outlook for February. And now almost the whole U.S. down here, the lower 48 states, they're forecasting warmer than average temperatures now more likely for February. So that's a little change of pace from what they were saying even just a couple weeks ago, where they were kind of leaning on northern South Dakota and North Dakota to kind of be colder than average. So, you know, this winter, I may have said this earlier in the winter, that the patterns can change pretty quickly here every couple of weeks, and that certainly looks to be the case here starting around, probably later next week, I think we'll start heading on the warmer side.
Well, what's happening out there then? Is the jet stream totally switch or move or...
Yeah, I think part of it is the weak La Nina we've had this winter. I think that's fizzling out here pretty quickly here in February, and so that's less of a factor there. And that's one of the things that can change the jet stream and storm tracks here over our part of the world. But yeah, I think that's probably what's happening. But yeah, it's just a pretty solid warmer pattern. Coming in from the west and kind of hanging out for a while. It looks like, again, maybe a couple weeks or so here, starting around next week and hanging around for a couple weeks.
Well, we got the farm show, you know, next week, so we'd kind of like to have some decent weather.
Yeah, the upside is at least to start with the week, we don't see a lot of chances for precipitation. So if anything, it'd be just a couple flakes or so. So it might start the week out cool next week, but then I think we're on a warming trend there for a while into February. And on the precipitation side, later in the month, you might see some more chances of rain or snow, but that's a few weeks off yet.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of times we see these warming trends come up a little bit, then we usually seem to bring in some moisture to come from down south.
Yeah, we do see that in the summertime oftentimes too, but we're kind of just on the line, you know, where to our north it looks like it might be more likely to be wetter, and kind of to our south more likely to be drier. So it kind of just we'll be playing it by ear to see where we are kind of on one side or the other of the storm track.
Well, I like the warmer February coming by. We've had kind of nasty weather, I guess. Have we been that much colder in January than we normally are, though?
You know, yeah, we've been a little bit on the cold side. You know, actually the far eastern part of the state has actually been closer to average or just slightly above average, which seems kind of funny to think because we did have a couple of really cold days. But if you think about it, we've actually had rain, freezing rain, you know, a lot of that kind of weather, which is probably a little bit unusual. And that means warmer temperatures too with that. So, out west, they have been, more on the colder side for sure, the last month or so.
What about La Nina or El Nino or which one? Do we have anything that's affecting weather anymore right now?
You know, La Nina's, making its way towards the exit door, I think, and I think most of the rest of the spring into the growing season, pretty likely we'll end up in neutral conditions, which is kind of in between, you know, El Nino and La Nina. And that's okay. You know, in the summertime, we don't expect a lot of impact from the Pacific, you know, ocean in that area. So, you know, typically La Nina or El Nino affect us in the winter season. So it's not unusual for La Nina to be waning this time of year. So hopefully, though, you know, we'll have a good growing season, and things are still up in the air as far as the climate for the summer. Not a real strong warming trend, you know, or heat or drought seen on the horizon. So keeping fingers crossed that we have a good growing season ahead of us.
Well, I know quite a few guys like the runoff that we got a little bit to kind of maybe fill up some of these dugouts and some of the sloughs, give us a little water back in there. And we did get some of that. Any chances as we get into March, some bigger snows, or have you any idea what March is bringing us?
Yeah, the potential is still there. And, yeah, it is good news. You know, the recent runoff sure has helped some of the surface water, you know, stock ponds and so on, I'm sure. So, yeah, you know, March can be a bit of a surprise at times. You can get one big snowstorm and kind of blow the whole month out of the water, you know, with a lot of snow. But, yeah, when you get into spring, a lot of ups and downs can happen, both on temperature and precipitation. So I'm not counting it out just yet, I guess. This is the bottom line.
Is the frost pretty deep? Did you hear if the frost went very deep this year, freezing?
You know, it was deep for a while, you know, and that good cold period we had in December into early January. But since then, like I said, it's been relatively warm, and even shallow layers of the soil, you know, around 4 to 6 inches, they're only right around 30, 31 degrees or so. So they're just barely below freezing.
Wow.
So I expect that we should thaw out, you know, relatively, you know, rapidly, at least kind of close to average this spring if we get some warm weather here.
So we could be out in the spring in time, on planting time, maybe. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be really nice. And again, the far eastern part of the state, I mean, those soils are still carrying a lot of moisture, I think, from the fall. So the faster we can warm up, I think the better for planting and, you know, some of those crop concerns, you know, to thaw out and dry out the soils a little bit this spring. You know, on the livestock side, you know, if we had some warmer weather in February, like what we're, you know, forecasting now, boy, I think that'd be nice too. It might be a little bit muddy, but hopefully you won't have too much cold weather concerns with some of the newborn livestock out there.
Yeah, and hopefully we can get that, maybe get this grass growing and coming up. Are we seeing any, as far as the drought monitor, any place in South Dakota that's really showing some stress?
You know, eastern part of the state is pretty drought-free. You know, it's been that way for a little while now. And out west, you know, I mean, they've had quite a bit of snow the last couple weeks. And, in fact, the drought monitor update this morning showed an improvement out there. So I think they removed D2, that drought category of D2 out there. So it's just some residual dryness that they're still carrying over. And, you know, in the wintertime, we don't see a lot of change in the drought situation. Again, because the soils are frozen, and generally it's our drier time of year. So we don't usually see a lot of change in the winter, but I think the spring, especially the eastern part of the state, we're in decent shape to start off the growing season. Maybe the Jim River Valley, we might, you know, have a little bit of dryness carried over, but hopefully the snow will melt and get in the soils and help us get a good start anyway.
Well, it was nice to see. It's nice always to start the spring with a little moisture in the soil, because it's really tough to pick up during the growing season.
Yeah, and I don't think it's, you know, it's, again, back to the James River Valley, you know, I don't think we have, too much excess moisture. I'm not really worried about any significant flooding or, you know, anything like that this spring. So I hope it's just about right, and, again, get a little heat on there in the spring to warm up the soils. That'd be really great for us. But we might rely on, you know, some timely rainfalls as we get later in the spring into May, June, that time frame. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as we go through the season this year.
So I heard you're meeting with the pesticide applicators. Are they enjoying your warmer February?
I don't know. Yesterday was the first day I presented that in Sioux Falls, so maybe, I guess so. and then today in Mitchell is our last class for the commercial applicators here for the agriculture categories. So we'll see. It might be good news for some of the guys around here.
So have you talked to Dennis at all lately?
Yeah, you know, kind of funny. It was his birthday yesterday, so I sent him a note. And, he's enjoying his job with the USDA, and he's traveling all around the Midwest, working with climate and extension, ag, both all around that region. So I think he's really enjoying the gig out there, which is good to hear.
Well, when you talk to him, just tell him that we like talking to you with your weather things. Give us some warm conditions. We like that. Tell him he could never do that.
As long as I can bring good news. Okay, yeah. I got it.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Have a good meeting today, and we'll talk to you again.
Great. Good luck at the farm show next week.
All right. Thanks, Laura. And that's Laura Edwards, who's the